We see it everywhere, in the news, in our news feeds, on social media. The pictures and videos of emotional faces of loved ones reunited after over a year of separation because of the COVID-19 crisis. The pictures pull hard on the heartstrings, don't they? The hands being held, the warm hugs finally being felt, the tears of joy streaming down cheeks finally being kissed. And many of us are reminded of the ones in heaven with whom we cannot yet be reunited. Yes, countless families, countless people, including myself, yearn for such reunions which aren't happening now because their loved ones died alone or almost alone, either due to policies in place because of COVID-19 or some other tragic situation. Yet, we who know Jesus Christ personally take comfort in knowing how he was and is presently with our loved ones who knew and know him in the deepest possible way. Yes, nothing can stop his presence from being with us who know him and our loved ones who are with him. The heartache and grief must be acknowledged to begin the process of comfort in Christ. There is unshakably resilient, unchanging hope and comfort in Christ. He stands ready and able to grant rest to the weary and comfort even deeper than the hugs to the lonely and grief-stricken. We must choose to receive him and his help. He is waiting on us to open up to him, to be willing to let go and go let him comfort us, to be ready to be held rather than tense up and harden against hope, to just be in his presence. Have you experienced a tough blow? Well, God desires to comfort you deeper than the warmest motherly hug. Pour out your heart to him. Open up to Christ. Let him in, including the areas of your heart that hurt the most. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit himself, can comfort you in ways no one else can. Savor our Savior's words in John 14:16-17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive and take to its heart because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. Folks, we must refuse to misidentify the enemy as being this or that, and recognize that the temporary ruler of this world, the devil, has been spreading the darkness. Yet we do not stare at the enemy. We must focus on Christ and what God is doing rather than what the enemy is doing. Therefore, we don't have to keep listening only to the news channels featuring what the enemy is doing. Instead, we must pause and open our Bibles, read it with our hearts open, and look up to our victorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who will return and make all things right. Any temporary apparent victory of the enemy is but a mirage. Remember that victory remains secure in Christ. Open your heart to the encouraging truth of 1 John 4:4, which shines brightly to our hearts today. Quote, little children, believers, dear ones, you are of God, and you belong to him, and have already overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because he who is in you is greater than he, Satan, who is in the world of sinful mankind. Unquote. Yes, the battle and the pain are real, but so is Christ, and his 100% guaranteed eternal victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the victory in Jesus Christ, your Son, your only begotten Son. We turn to you. We welcome you afresh. Please rule our lives, cleanse us of our sin, and help us to embrace your win as personally done for us on the cross. You bore our punishment. You bore that for us, all that pain, that indescribable suffering, Lord Jesus. We welcome you. We put our trust in you. Please be our Savior and Lord. And please, Lord, we pray for all those who are in grief. Please comfort them. Draw them close to you. Draw families and friends close to you and to each other. Pray for our enemies to be blessed with a relationship with you in which they would repent and experience what it means to truly know you and your love. Lord, we pray for our country. We pray for all prayer requests on people's hearts. We ask for your intervention, your best for each one. And we turn from sin and turn to you, Lord Jesus. Please have your way in us. We trust in you alone for salvation and confess you as Lord. We believe in our hearts that you died and rose again for us. We give you our lives. We give you everything, our hearts, every area that hurt. And please comfort and use us, Lord. We thank you so much that nothing stops your light, your love, your victory. In Jesus' name, amen.